Well, let's kick things off this afternoon by talking Major League Baseball. And to do it, we go to one of the best in the business. You read him all the time in USA Today. Their Major League Baseball columnist, Bob Nightingale, joins us. Bob, welcome to Downtown.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, let's first talk about New York City baseball and what's going on there. A very surprising performance by both the Mets and the Yankees. The Yankees, who seem to have found the fountain of youth somewhere, and then the Mets, who are just getting some outstanding pitching by their youngsters, including another terrific outing from Jacob DeGrom last night.
Yeah, I was at the game last night, and you're exactly right. Pitched lights out, and I thought he was going to throw a no-hitter. I really did. At the third inning on, he was just so dominant. You just kind of had that feeling like, you know what, this may be one of those magical nights. You know, it may have been, might have been, if, you know, not for the single through the middle there and then our single in the eighth inning, but he was just dominant stuff.
And not the only good young arm on that Mets pitching staff either.
No, they got, you know, Noah Syndergaard pitching tonight. Mark Harvey, of course. A couple of young guys coming up to the system. But no, they're in very good shape.
And this Yankees team, an aging team that everybody thought would have some struggles, but not only playing well, but playing well in spite of dealing with some injuries in the early going, and proved it again last night by knocking off King Felix and the Mariners.
Yeah, they're benefiting from a very weak AL East. You know, AL East might be the worst it's ever been since it was formed, you know, back in 94. It used to be, hey, you got to win 95 games to win that division. Now you can probably win it with, 86, 87, 88 wins.
Looking around the National League and injuries already starting to factor into some of the races there, the Nationals losing Jason Wirth for a stretch of time, Strasburg out, the Cardinals without Matt Adams. Could all this lead, Bob, to some teams maybe being forced to make deals earlier than they usually would?
I think so. I mean, the beauty of the, go get a start, you get that many more starts. The Maryland-Milwaukee trade for CeCe Sabathia, he pitched lights out, but they got an extra, four or five starts from him in the, in the month of July, which helped them down the stretch. I think the Cardinals have to get somebody. They don't have a ton of system, but they have enough. And I think they're going to be forced to go get a veteran starter. I don't think they have enough to get Cole Hamels. But certainly get somebody else.
And for the Cardinals, could a guy like Ryan Howard, as you suggest, be the right fit?
I think it could be. I mean, the worry is, what do you do with him next year? Because you're going to have, have Matt Adams back. That being said, worry about next year. Next year, you can still get this guy for practically free, just for a fringe prospect. He absolutely kills St. Louis pitching. Always performs well. His hometown there. I would get him, just a great threat. Mark Reynolds is a nice player, but you just don't trust him to be that everyday first baseman.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Been such a good year for young players, and nobody better than Bryce Harper, the way he started the season. It's remarkable to look around both leagues and see the level of talent of guys under 25 years old.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he's still, you're younger than Chris Bryant, who everybody's going crazy over. And, not to mention a few years younger than Mike Trout. He's shown what kind of ability he has. Obviously you can't do that over a full season. But he does show he can certainly carry a team, one of the bright young stars. I think it's kind of, wasn't right to say he was a disappointment early on just because he's so young. But now everybody's seeing why everybody went crazy over him, by the time he's 16 years old.
We're a little past the quarter pole now in the baseball season, Bob. As you take a look around, who do you feel are the best teams in each of the two leagues?
I certainly think the St. Louis Cardinals are the best team in the National League. That being said, they can certainly, be beat. I think they're easily the best team over there. And then the American League, I kind of go with the Kansas City Royals and Detroit Tigers. I think those two teams are the best. KC is very good. And the something to see in their I-7 World Series, first one since 85.
Mm. Well, here in New England, everybody wringing their hands over the lackluster performance of the Boston Red Sox so far. Up here, a lot of people are pointing fingers. From an outside perspective, who do you look at as the prime culprit? Is it management and Ben Cherington? Is it John Farrell? Or is it just disappointing performances by the players themselves on this Sox team?
Yeah, I don't know, more the players themselves. You know, I think, you know, there's certainly a lot of pieces there. You know, the one thing people always question about from the winter to spring for now is the lack of an ace. And I do believe an ace makes that much difference. It just makes everybody in the rotation better. And, hey, I thought they made a great trade when they traded Lackey and got Alan Craig and Joe Kelly. I never dreamed or envisioned that Craig would struggle like he did. I still think he'd be good for somebody else. But that being said, I think, you know, they got the pieces. I think they have to go get a Cole Hamels. If not them, the Dodgers.
You had a wonderful column on young Jacob Nix, who lost out last year on a $1.5 million payday. Quite a story about this young man and the hopes that he finally gets his opportunity this year.
Yeah, he just, you know, kind of a wrong place, wrong time. You know, getting a, I think he's going to get a $1.5 million bonus, but once the number one pick, Brady Aiken, didn't plunk his physical, he lost his bonus. But yeah, so he kind of put emotions aside and worked hard, and you know, now he should be a you know, a late first round, early second round pick, and you know, he wants to prove a lot of people wrong.
Well, it's a terrific column. Check it out along with all of Bob's work in USA Today. Bob Nightingale, national baseball columnist for USA Today. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
15 minutes after 4 o'clock, it's downtown.